Minnesota Dem Senator Tina Smith endorses Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan for her seat ahead of primary. By Jasmine Jordan on February 2, 2026. Outgoing Senator Tina Smith, DMN, who has been serving since her 2018 appointment, threw her support behind Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan, DMN, to succeed her in the Senate, an early endorsement that bypasses Representative Angie Craig, who enters the race with deep fundraising resources and several key endorsements. "I have never been more proud to serve Minnesota than in this moment," Smith said in a video posted on X today. 3,000 federal agents are terrorizing our communities. Two Minnesotans, Alex and Renee, have been killed at the hands of federal agents. Families have been ripped apart, and people have been detained and arrested for no reason. Yet, even in the face of this violence, Minnesotans are showing the way. People all across the country are looking to us for a path forward, are seeing our courage and our resilience and our willingness to stand up against this bully. Smith added, "So I know that right now, there is no one that I trust more to stand with Minnesota than the Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanigan." Smith described Flanigan as a fierce fighter who has delivered results for Minnesotans and pledged to support her as the Democratic candidate to fill her seat. Flanigan echoed Smith's urgency, stating, "We are in a really defining moment in our state and in our country. People live in fear of the federal government. They don't know how they're going to afford their lives." Flanigan committed to being a progressive fighter, asserting that the country must push back against the status quo and ensure that people know it's not the rich and powerful who control this country, it's the people. She called on voters to join Team Peggy and make Minnesota North Star in defending our democracy. Flanigan's main competitor, Representative Angie Craig, DMN, represents Minnesota's 2nd congressional district and has built a significant fundraising lead. Craig raised $2 million in the fourth quarter of 2025 and started the election year with $3.7 million in cash on hand. Flanigan, by contrast, raised approximately $1 million in the same period and reported just over $810,000 in the bank. Craig also boasts endorsements from Senators Tammy Baldwin, DY, and Ruben Gallego, DOZ, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Flanigan has sought to draw a sharp contrast with Craig on immigration and public safety. In early January, she condemned the Lack and Riley Act, legislation that requires detention of illegal aliens charged with theft-related crimes, calling it the first step in giving Trump the green light to terrorize our communities. She also criticized Craig for voting for a House resolution this past summer that, according to Flanigan, praised ICE. Craig has denounced ICE operations in Minnesota, claiming that every single day, they are trying to ratchet things up on the streets and urging ICE to stand down. She also told CNN that all options have to be on the table, including considering a government shutdown to curb ICE's powers.